Good morning to y'all. It's 9 o'clock on Friday morning, which means it's once again time for Open Mic Radio. Let's get things going with a band that's going to be playing tonight at the Blue Note. Great song here from the Ina Cook Band, Bad Taste in Men. It's Mike Hagan on Open Mic Radio, KOPN Columbia. I'll be back in just a few minutes.
I got friends that say, girl, you need to change your ways if you want to find true love. Yeah, they might be right. I guess that's good advice. Oh, change, oh, change can be tough. Ooh, my heart's a flame. It takes off my brain. And I lose all common sense. Oh boy, that feels so nice. Baby, won't you do it twice? We can do it all day. Try to turn me on. Bad boys are so much fun. They're not right unless they're wrong. They got bad taste in men and all that. Try to turn me on. Bad boys are so much fun. I go out at night, wanna have me a real good time. Oh, I am married, I ain't nobody's wife. Yeah, when the time is right, I too will live that life. For right now, oh, let me have some fun. And ooh, the fun is there. If you really care, look for the boy with that big wide smile. Got sparkles in his eyes. Tells you the sweetest lies. But he won't stay too long. And it tells you tale. You say I'm going straight to hell. I don't believe a word you say. When I have my fun, I ain't hurting anyone. So tell me, what is your problem anyway? Charles turned me on. Bad boys are so much fun. They're not right unless they're wrong. I got bad taste in men. Charles turned me on. Bad boys are so much fun. They're not right unless they're wrong. I got bad taste in men. Oh, I got bad. Ooh, bad. Bad, 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 bad. I got bad. Ooh, bad. I got bad taste in men. You know I got bad.
Right, the Ina Cook Band. If that doesn't get your heart pumping, I don't know what will. Welcome to the program. It's Friday, January 11th, 2019. This is Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia 89.5 FM. Let's see what the day brings. Weather's looking kind of sketchy, so they say, but we'll have to see. You never know with these weathermen. That's the kind of job I need, you know? Weathermen and economists. Those are the ones that can get away with being wrong all the time. Anyway, all right. Like I said, it's Mike, Open Mic Radio. We got a nice show in store for you this morning. Going to talk with a special guest, play some great music, and have a little fun like we do every Friday here on Open Mic Radio. We'll also do a rundown of some of the things happening around town tonight and tomorrow. Swing on by if you're in the area, 915 East Broadway. Thanks to the guys from the Woodsmiths here last week. Fun stuff. Catch them if they're out and about. You can always find information on the web as well. This morning, my guest in the studio with me is Mr. Mike Nolan. Mike is the general manager of the Blue Note and Rose Music Hall. He has been a major factor in the music scene around mid-Missouri for quite some time now, and it is a pleasure to have him here with me this morning. We'll set things up here with another piece of music from an artist who'll be playing tonight. Be back in a few minutes with Mike Nolan. In the meantime, this is Al Holiday and the East Side Rhythm Band. Back in just a minute. It's Mike Hagan, Open Mic Radio, KOPN Columbia.
Before the day begins, and I don't know about the time it ends. Ain't nothing in the world of time. I've been howling in the middle of the night, and I'm praying to come on tomorrow, let's do it again. I'm
Thank you.
Oh yeah, there's a sweet one coming from Al Holiday and the East Side Rhythm Band, Little Woman of Mine, rock and roll rhythm and blues from St. Louis, Missouri. They'll be playing tonight at the Blue Note. And speaking of the Blue Note, I have the general manager of the Blue Note and Rose Music Hall with me this morning in the studio. His name is Mr. Mike Nolan. And without further delay, we will say hello. Hi, Mike. How you doing, man?
How's it going? Thanks for having me. Good.
Thanks for coming down. I know you industry folks aren't usually up and rolling around this time of day.
Yeah. Coffee's helping, but I'm here. I'm present, mostly.
Well, it's great to have you with us this morning. I've seen a lot of great shows over the years at Rose, at the Blue Note, at Mojo's, of course, before it was Rose. And you guys have done a great job for many, many years. And you've been involved now for quite some time. And I get a chance to ask you some questions. Let's start out with, where are you from? Are you a Missouri guy?
I am. Born and raised in St. Louis. I moved here in 2007 for school. And after 5 years of realizing that probably wasn't the best path, decided to pursue some things at the Blue Note. And yeah, it seems like it's worked out so far. Now I'm general manager.
Well, I was going to say, how did you decide to get into the business side of music?
Oddly enough, I actually, in college, moved in with some buddies who were kind of hippies in a jam band. And I used to come to shows when they would play at Rose. It was Mojo's back then.
Right.
And I was the quote-unquote band manager, so I could get in for free. I just started to see some of like the sort of behind-the-scenes operations and productions, you know, and how all that stuff came together. And, mm-hmm. and it piqued my interest, and so I decided to give it a whirl and got a job in the box office. And it all kind of escalated from there.
Probably Millie and Richard were running the place still back then.
Yeah, absolutely. And actually, Pat Kay was technically my boss when I was a box office intern. So,
right.
Richard and Millie were both there, and you know, Richard kind of was the one who gave me my first crack at the business. So I can't ever thank him enough for that.
And that was a non-paid gig though, right?
It was, it was like three or four months. It was like a summer and then into the fall a little bit. And then as soon as we got through Roots and Blues that year, is when I got on payroll. So I stuck it out and made it work.
And just continued at both of the venues? You'd like go through the bar?
I did box office for I think about a year and then got a gig behind the bar. And that was good because that was essentially a raise. So that made things a little bit easier. And then there was an assistant manager opening at Rose. Again, it was Mojo's then. Mm-hmm. And so I took that. And then in 2014, Matt Gerding and Scott Leslie bought the places. And then shortly after that, beginning of 2015, is when I took over as general manager for both places.
Fantastic. So, so it's been about 3 years since you've been running the place.
Yeah, it'll be four next month. So,
Hi, Diana. How are you? That's my cohort and criminal, well, it's not really criminal behavior what we do here on the radio. I shouldn't say any more about it. But anyway, Diana Moxon in the house, and you can catch her on the radio here in about 45 minutes. Speaking of the arts, we'll be with you at 10 o'clock like every Friday, and I'll be sticking around to listen to her show as well. So anyway, okay, Mike, so St. Louis and then Mizzou and then finally to the Blue Note and Rose, etc. Oh, by the way, I want to say congratulations. There's a real nice story that came out from the Columbia Business Times in the most recent issue.
Thank you very much.
I think you're on the cover of it, aren't you?
No. I wasn't that cool. Oh. But,
maybe that's the only part that I looked at, I guess. So.
But I appreciate that. I was very surprised and humbled and flattered by that. And thanks to Erica and everyone at the Business Times. And
real nice article.
Mike Radzin over at Shepherd's. He was the one that recommended me, so thanks to all those people.
All right, very good. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about the St. Louis, mid-Missouri music scene. I've sort of had the observation that because Columbia is sort of equally set apart in between Kansas City and St. Louis, and we're right here kind of on the thoroughfare on I-70, right zipping between the two, does that kind of help your job in bringing music here to Columbia?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we have such a like diverse, pretty deep pool of music already here in town, which is one of the things I'm grateful for about our music scene here. But certainly the proximity to St. Louis and Kansas City makes it easier to bring bring people, you know, from there into town and pair them with some strong locals, or, you know, a lot of the bands that are in either of those cities, you know, have pretty strong draws here as well, or some of them even got their start here,
right.
Sort of like a homecoming when they come back.
Right.
But yeah, no, I think it's great. You know, it's it sort of gives us access to three different cities worth of talent that we can bring here and showcase for everyone in town.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I'm so thrilled all the time when I talk about the local scene and just the level of talent in all kinds of different styles of music that's coming right here out of Columbia and mid-Missouri.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really refreshing, too. I know if you could talk to, you know, probably any other musician or artist in town or anybody in the industry, it did kind of seem like, you know, maybe 4 or 5 years ago, roughly, if my math is right, it seemed like there was maybe a little bit of a lull. I don't know if they're, you know, people were transitioning, moving, who knows, there wasn't, you know, the right fit for people, but it seems like in the last like year or two, we've really sort of had this like renaissance, if you will, of local music. And
yeah,
you know, you've got something from every genre here in town, who are all really talented. So like I said, it's a cool thing to get to showcase stuff like that, you know, throughout 3 weekends in a month, you know, when, you know, a lot of times, especially a stage like the Blue Note, you know, it might be only national acts for a month. So it's a really cool opportunity for people to show off their skills and for us to throw some cool parties.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, there's a lot of young bands coming up in the scene now again, too. I feel like that Hickman gang is really, really rocking it.
Yeah. No, they're great. And there's even some bands where I'm seeing like some crossover, you know, like there's an 18-year-old kid and a 40-year-old guy. And like, you
right,
know, it's,
right.
it's, people are really getting.
Yeah.
Getting, you know, I don't know what the right word is. It's an eclectic mix, you know, of people that are playing music together out there.
One of the things that I was going to ask you about, and I'll do it now, it has to do with collaboration and really just a sort of camaraderie among people in the scene. I'm quite a bit older than a lot of the people that are in the scene now, and I was in Seattle back in the late 80s, and I've been to Austin, and I was in North Carolina when a lot of that stuff was happening. And one of the things that I've seen in a lot of these places, I see in Columbia as well, and it really is just a major collaboration between all the parties. There are really talented musicians, but they tend to get along quite well with one another. There's a lot of mixing of bands where you see different characters playing for more than one group. And you also have the venue side of it that's very supportive of the local scene. You have community radio that supports it. And when you get all those things together, you really can see something blow up.
Yeah, no, it's great, and it's awesome seeing everyone so supportive of each other. And like you said, that, you know, there's people that play in different bands that you'd think would be clashing genres, or even just some of the turnouts you see, it puts a smile on my face, and I think everyone else's, when I see, like, you know, a guy in a local rock band showing up to a country show, or a you know, one of our hip hop artists showing up to a blues show, or whatever it might be, and so it's really cool to see, you know, the fact that a lot of our local musicians are very open-minded and supportive of each other, and I think they want to bolster the scene just as much as we do.
Yeah. You know, I've heard you talk before about other venues as well. I mean, I think even that's sort of significant, the fact that most of the people that are promoting music around here, which might be considered competition in lots of ways, maybe, you know, Berlin and... Who else is doing music around here? I guess you've got...
It's limited these days, but yeah, you know.
You've got the Roachport store, maybe,
right, totally.
And, you know, but for the most part, everybody is pretty helpful with one another in that sense, too.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's kind of the mentality that we try to foster as well these days, is that, you know, really anybody going to see live music is good for all of us, and we don't really think of it as competition. You know, would there be some time in the future, in the past, where, you know, there might be a two clashing show? Sure, but like that's okay. You know, again, anytime that people are taking a chance on seeing live music and willing to go out and support the scene is a good thing. And, you know, if it's somebody's first time and they're at Rocheport or Cafe Berlin or wherever it might be, I love it, because then, you know, maybe next time they're going to take a chance on us, you know.
So, all right, well, you got a lot going on last week, this week, next week. Let's talk a little bit about what's happening tonight and tomorrow at your places.
Yeah, so tonight at the Blue Note, we have our second week of Mo Fest, which has really turned into something pretty awesome. You know, when we started out, it was like one weekend or two, and now we've expanded it into three. Next year, we're really hoping to
do a whole month.
Expanded into a whole month of all Missouri music.
Right on.
But anyways, yeah, it's really taken off, and the amount of people that we have through our doors for each show is growing every year, and so I think it's a really cool thing. But yeah, tonight at the Blue Note, it's Blues Fest. I know you're just playing some stuff from Al, but
play some stuff from Ina when
from Ina too. So yeah, those groups are both great. They're St. Louis based, and they both have roots in Columbia as well. I know Al went to school here. Mm-hmm. I think Ina might used to live here. I'm not exactly sure, but I know.
Yeah, she's from Madagascar originally.
Yeah, okay.
And she's kind of been all over the place, but definitely has some roots here in Columbia.
Totally. So they're both great. I love them. Obviously, we have King Benny and then also the famous local heavy blues hitters, the Bel Airs. It's a nice bill tonight, and I think it's going to be a really great show.
All right, excellent. So that's tonight at the Note.
We've got
Ina Cook, the Bel Airs, King Benny, and Al Holiday and the East Side Rhythm Band wrapping it up. That's going to be a great show for sure.
Absolutely. And then Rose, interesting juxtaposition. We have Bass Fest this evening. So it'll be a lot of electronic music and stuff like that.
Right, a little dubstep.
Yeah, there's a guy from St. Louis. He goes by the name Lucid. He's really cool. He's been playing in our clubs for a long time. He does, you know, I don't know what to describe it as, but he's all over the place. He does everything from electronic, sort of like Ableton beats to you know, he plays keyboard and synth and guitar, and he loops stuff, and he has crazy visuals, and it's a whole experience. So he's actually really fun. I enjoy his sets. And then also we have a group called Section 8 that happens to be comprised of one of our managers at the Blue Note, Charles Bruce. And then
I was trying to find some stuff on Section 8, and I found a
bunch
of stuff,
but it wasn't very underground. But Charles is one of our managers, and then Alex Graves, who's sort of our resident DJ for any of our dance parties and stuff like that. They just put a little project together a few years ago, and they always put on a really good show and bring out a good crowd. So
okay.
So if bass is your thing and lasers and crazy lights and all that stuff, swing on down to Rose tonight. So both shows will be fun, but I think a little bit on different ends of the spectrum tonight.
All right, well, I'll tell you what, we'll come back in a minute and we'll talk about some of the things that are happening tomorrow, and I got a few other questions for you, but in the meantime, let's play a song here since it is radio program, and let's listen to something from Pollux. I guess they're playing tonight as
there'll be a Bass Fest as well tonight.
Okay, Bass Fest tonight. This is happening at Rose, and you can hear these guys along with a couple other bands, and we'll review that before we go away from you today. Anyway, once again, my guest in the studio is Mr. Mike Nolan. He's the GM over there at the Blue Note and Rose Music Hall. Great to have him in the studio with me this morning, and we're going to listen to some music that you can hear tonight at Rose Music Hall right now, and this is called Rose Garden by the band called Pollux. It's Mike. You're listening to Radio Orbit. No, it's Open Mic Radio. I got two damn shows and I always mix them up. It's Open Mic Radio, KOPN Columbia, 89.5 FM.
Dans un rêve sans deck, yeah. Petit nuage dans les airs m'emmène, jolie demoiselle dans son dentelle. On se verra tout à l'heure, garder, yeah. Rose Garden, yeah. Oh, garder, yeah. Rose Garden, yeah, yeah. J'pense à la suite de tout ce qu'on a fait. J'suis pas peu fier à l'intérieur. J'suis dans ma bulle comme un athlète avant de se lancer sur le terrain. La vie ça va vite. Mes amis sont devenus des bosses. Des exemples pour centaines des gosses. Des parents, des mères et des profs. Est-ce le ciel qui me fait ainsi? J'suis pas comme pas les mêmes emmerdes. Très peu de sommeil sinon j'perds le fil. J'suis pas comme pas les mêmes horaires. Fin de concert, des sourires, la plus belle des récompenses. J'voulais juste dire merci à ceux qui se déplacent en grande pompe. J'me dis que je le mérite. Berline de classe américaine, pas besoin de scénariste. Baby mama veut mon numéro, pourquoi m'ignorait-elle avant? Je crois bien que je n'ai plus de réseau. Message non lu qui s'annonce. J'veux la maison dans le sud-ouest. On finira tous dans le Guinness. On le fera, c'est promis. Sera dans le musée le chromé. Y'a ma mère qui s'inquiète pour son fils, yeah. Elle se demande que fait-il sur scène. Dur à comprendre, plaisir excentré, yeah. Surtout quand y'a
je remercie le ciel chaque jour. Je me maintiens tant que j'assure la recette. On saisit la chance qu'on se donne. Personne ne t'aidera à personne. Fais-le toi-même, c'est tout. T'en seras plus fier, c'est sûr. Je me réveille dans un rêve sans deuil. Yeah. Petit nuage dans les airs m'emmène. Jolie demoiselle dans son dentelle. On se verra tout à l'heure, garde.
All right, that's one there by the band called Pollux. And once again, you can see them tonight at the Missouri Bass Fest happening at Rose Music Hall. What time does that get going, Mike?
I'm pretty sure doors open at 8:30 for that one.
All right, so we got doors at 8:30, probably music around 9 or 9:30. Mm-hmm. That's at Rose tonight. And I guess the Blue Note, probably something similar as far as time?
Actually, a little bit earlier tonight at the Blue Note. I want to say that 7 at the Blue Note. If I would have been prepared with notes, I probably would be able to tell that.
Well, actually, I'm looking at it right here. Yeah, 7 o'clock doors and 8 yep. o'clock show, apparently.
Yeah, yeah, that one I remember we're trying to get over a little bit before midnight. Just
yeah, and you got a few, you got three or four, you got four different bands yeah, playing too. Yeah. So, okay, cool. So, all right, that's what's happening tonight. What do we got tomorrow at the Note?
Tomorrow at Blue Note is Hip Hop Fest, and that one should be pretty fun. There's a local artist, Van Ghost. He's sort of been the curator of our hip-hop scene these days. He's a great guy to work with. He's been in the scene for a long time, and he's really passionate and cares about it a lot. But so he'll be closing the night out tomorrow. We have another guy from St. Louis who goes by the name Mastermind. I actually just checked out some of his stuff yesterday. He's really cool. It's different. It's not your sort of canned hip-hop that you're used to hearing. So I'm excited to hear him live. And then, of course, our friend Steady P from Kansas City, he's going to be hosting or emceeing of some sort. And, you know, something tells me he's probably going to jump up there and spit a few bars. So, yeah, that one will be great.
God, I remember Steady from way back in the Blue Fugue days and DJ Moff and Cold Cuts and all those guys. They're still rocking it.
Yeah, they still are. You know? They're going strong, and they're all doing great things in their respective cities. I know Moff has a great thing going on in St. Louis.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's got a gig. He's, like, DJing for the Blues now. So that's pretty cool.
No kidding.
Yeah, Steady's killing it in Kansas City. He's got another company that he's working with himself and another promoter, and they're kind of booking shows all over the state, all over the Midwest, really. Big props to those guys.
All right, cool. Hey, look, before we keep going here, I got to run through a couple pieces of business here. I'm going to have Mike read one, but I'm going to read this one real fast, and it's very short and sweet. Mine is to remind our listeners that KOPN's next pledge drive will begin on Wednesday, January 30th. It'll go through Tuesday, February the 5th, and if you have it in your hearts and your wallets, you can help support local community radio here, KOPN Columbia, 89.5 FM. All right, you're up, Michael.
I got a PSA for the Rainbow House of Columbia. Columbia's Rainbow House is an emergency shelter assisting children in need since 1986. Rainbow House is dedicated to keeping children safe and helping families in crisis. It is the only place of its kind in mid-Missouri and is supported by the generosity of our citizens. Please consider donation of your time, money, or goods and services to Rainbow House Columbia or on the web at www.rainbowhousecolumbia.org.
All righty. Thank you very much, sir. Yeah, Rainbow House is cool, and as a matter of fact, we started a series of concerts over there for the kids. We did the first one last month. The Daves did a little in-house show for the kids there, and we're going to do another one at the end of January here with Bartholomew Bean, who's fantastic with the kids, right? And we're going to try to keep that going. It's a good project and a real good organization here in town. All right, Mike. Let's see. We talked about Missouri Hip Hop Fest. Yep. That's tonight tomorrow night at the Blue Note. 8 o'clock doors, 9 o'clock show. We got Van Ghost, Mastermind, and a slew
of other locals too. Yeah. I think there's going to end up being total, I think, upwards of 8 acts on the bill. So,
awesome. And Steady's going to be running the whole thing.
Supposedly.
Okay. All right, cool. All right, and then tomorrow at Rose, what do we got going?
Tomorrow at Rose is Stomp Fest. So, you know, bluegrass is so popular in Columbia and Missouri in general. And we kind of decided that we could do a little offshoot from that and really turn bluegrass into two nights. And I'm sure everyone in town is familiar with the K Brothers, as well as the Ben Miller Band. So we just got two heavy hitters on that bill. But yeah, it's from anyone who's seen them, you know, it's stomp is a very appropriate word for it. You know,
right?
There's some plucking and some singing, but there's also some shouting and there's a lot of dancing. And
yeah.
So I'm looking forward to that one. That one's going to be a real good time.
That will be great.
Yeah.
You know, I was going to ask you what the relationship between the Blue Note and the blues and Roots and Blues Festival, because the K Brothers put on a hell of a show this last September there, along with a whole bunch of other people. It was really, really, really great event, actually, this year, I think.
I saw that set from the K Brothers at Roots and Blues, and the crowd that was there was massive.
Holy smokes.
I don't know. I have to talk to Pat. It was probably one of the bigger ones they've played to. But yeah, they didn't hold anything back, that's for sure.
Yeah. What's the relationship between, you know, the Blue Note used to be connected with Roots and Blues through Richard. I don't know if there's still a relationship there or not.
There's still a connection there. We're no longer like partners on the fest or anything, but we still work really closely. And, you know, we love all those people over there, Richard and Tracy and Jamie and Shay. They're all great to work with. I think we're going to be actually working together a little bit more closely in 2019 from what it seems like. But no, we'll help out with some marketing efforts. We help out with some of the talent buying. But beyond that, yeah, we're all good friends, and we try to work together to help each other out.
Yeah. Well, again, it's like we were talking about earlier, you know, the collaboration and just the camaraderie around here is really what's making the scene so awesome.
Exactly.
And Roots and Blues has turned into quite a festival. I mean, that's actually a national thing now.
It's on the radar for, you know, lots of agents, lots of people. I think the last I heard, there was tickets sold to Roots and Blues from almost every state in the country. People travel far and wide for it. It's a cool thing.
All right, look, let's play a couple songs here. I'm going to play one from the K Brothers, then we'll play one from the Ben Miller Band, so people can get a feel for what they might see tomorrow night. Cool. And then we'll come back. I'd like to talk to you a little bit about Summerfest and a couple of things that are happening later this year. Okay,
absolutely.
All right, it's Mike. You're listening to Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia 89.5 FM. My guest is Mike Nolan from the Blue Note, and we'll get back with him in just a few minutes here. In the meantime, let's listen to one from the K Brothers. This is called Cumberland Gap, and then we'll hear one from the Ben Miller Band right after that. Back in a few minutes. It's Mike, Open Mic Radio, KOPN Columbia.
feet tall. Seats in the kitchen with the feet in a hall. Hey.
All right.
All right, there you go. That's some good rock and stomping music coming from, well, it'll be coming from the Rose Music Hall tomorrow night. You can see the K Brothers and the Ben Miller Band, and that's going to be a heck of a show. All right, it's Mike. You're listening to Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia. I've still got my guest Mike Nolan with me here for a few more minutes. Say hi to him again. Hey, Michael.
Howdy.
Hey, so I was going to ask about Summerfest. Yep. That is a great event that has been going on now for how many years?
Oh, God. I think it's under that brand, the 12th or 13th.
Is it that long?
Yeah.
Wow, incredible.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
For those unfamiliar, and, you know, maybe we should say something for people who don't normally go out and see music. Mm-hmm. And, you know, any encouragement for folks that, you know, maybe don't get out often enough to see some live music?
Yeah,
I mean, absolutely. Let's get them out there, you know?
Yeah, I think, you know, we provide a platform for, you know, people to see anything that, you know, is on the spectrum of music that they might like. I love the fact that we have the dynamic of the bigger room and the smaller room. Mm. So, you know, for somebody that might take a little bit more convincing, you know, you can find a show for them that might only be $5 at Rose or something
right,
like that.
Right. In a real comfortable sort of casual
exactly,
environment.
Yeah, exactly. You know, especially in the warmer weather months, we have the great park and patio out there. So I love using Rose as like a means to get people's feet wet in live music. And again, going back to the local scene and even some of the nationally touring acts that we get through there, there's so much talent that's on that stage down there. That if you're a non-believer, like I said, find a show that one or two of your friends, you know, believe in and spend $5 on it, and I guarantee you'll come back and
give it a shot
and make it part of your lifestyle.
Yeah, I agree, and it's just a great part of the local community here, and I feel that people miss out if they don't get involved, because it's such a great little music scene, and a lot of towns, you know, we're fortunate, and maybe we take it for granted because we live here, but there are many, many towns or small cities the same size or thereabouts as Columbia around the country that don't have anything going on like we have going on
here.
Yeah,
totally. I'm just even from when I was in college talking to buddies that are in, you know, other schools throughout the country. Mm-hmm. They would be like, wait, you're living with people in a band? Where do they play? You know, it was sort of a foreign idea to them. So yeah, right. We are really fortunate, and even comparatively speaking to some bigger cities, you know, there's bigger
Absolutely.
Cities that might only have one or two music venues. So
yeah, I agree.
You know, the fact that we have, you know, obviously the Blue Note and Rose, and then other you know, venues or spaces or, you know, events that foster live music, we're very fortunate.
You know, Rose had some major renovations over the last few years. What you guys did out there in the park is fantastic.
Yeah.
You tell a little talk a little bit about how that kind of came about, the
yeah.
new stage and all that?
Yeah, so as I'm sure a lot of people listening remember, the stage out there used to be a couple pieces of plywood that me and Dylan McCord and a few bartenders put together.
I miss Dylan. Where's he
at? He's still around. He's working for Sound Concepts, I think, now. Yeah. But yeah, I still see him from time to time.
Yeah, sound
still,
guy at the Blue Note for years and
yeah,
years.
Yeah, but so it used to be just a couple platforms out there, and those got built and torn down and warped from the rain and several times, and then yeah, finally after, you know, a couple years of, you know, Matt Gerding and Scott Leslie being at the helm of things, you know, we decided to pull the trigger on putting an actual stage out there. And the idea was that for it to be spec'd similarly to the stage at the Blue Note, so we could get Blue Note caliber acts in an open air venue, you know, in the spring, summer, and fall. And it is. It's just slightly smaller than the Blue Note stage. It has the same capabilities in terms of lights you can rig up and the PA that we can bring in.
Oh yeah, sounds fantastic out there.
Yeah, it really does. And so, you know, like last summer we brought, you know, the Cold War Kids out, and the last time they played in town was at the Blue Note. So I think in 2019 we're really going to drive that even harder, and keep doing, you know, some of the, like, you know, Fortune Fest will happen again. That's a great event.
That was a great event.
You know,
Ray Fitzgerald,
the park,
one of my faves.
And, yeah,
oh my gosh.
In the park, in the street. So yeah, there'll be some big things happening.
Who else?
On
Radke, that was a great St. Louis band.
Yeah, from
right?
St. Joe, Missouri.
And then you had
Black Joe Lewis.
Black Joe
was
Lewis.
There.
Oh my God.
Yeah, he's fantastic. It was a great bill. So yeah, keep your eyes peeled for that one. That'll
All
be
right,
later.
So that's
later
going
in the
on
fall.
Again. All right.
Yeah, yeah.
And Summerfest, what do you got lined up for Summerfest this year?
Right now on the books for Summerfest, we just have the Brothers Osborne booked. They're a country act, which actually sort of lies in the mantra of what we want to do with artists. They started out playing at Rose, mm-hmm. And they've worked their way up. They played the Blue Note, and then now they're going to play 9th Street, and, you know, I think pretty soon in their careers they're probably going to be playing arenas too. But yeah, so that's the only one we have booked right now. I was actually speaking with our talent buyers yesterday. We've got a handful of other offers floating around, one that I think would be really cool if we could land, but I can't exactly mention it just yet.
All right.
But yeah, I would say, you know, I think our goal this year, especially last year, we had some unfortunate luck between some medical issues with singers, some weather, a show having to get moved indoors. So we really want to make sure we have the impact on the community like we want to mm-hmm. with Summerfest. So I'm hoping we get, you know, anywhere from 4 to 6 Summerfest series this summer out there. So.
And that's usually on a Wednesday, right?
You know, it used to be a set day. Now it's kind of
whenever you can,
kind of whenever they're routing through. You know, with our discussions with the city, we try to avoid game days as best we can and Saturdays in general. But yeah, it can be anywhere from, you know, it could be Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So see what happens.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
All right, what else? You got anything else you want to talk about that's coming up this year?
Yeah. Well, just to finish, round out the whole MoFest stuff next
week. Yeah, we got another week of it.
Yeah, right? Next week we cap everything off. Friday's Funk Fest at the Blue Note, which will be just an awesome show. I love any funk band that we bring to town.
There have been some good ones over the years.
So we got Funky Butt Brass Band on that bill, Mobile Funk Unit, who I'm sure people remember them from Roots and Blues marching around the grounds. It'll be great. And then the Fried Crawdaddies, who, you know, local staple. They crush it at Rose every first Friday.
That's right.
So that'll be a good one. That same night at Rose, we have Emo Fest. A bunch of great young bands that are in the emo to angsty rock vein. We have Young Medicine, Mock Love, The Astounds, The Adaptation, and Wasting Daylight at Rose that night.
All right.
Saturday of next week, we have Country Fest at the Blue Note. Also a bunch of familiar faces there: Murphy's Ford, Porter Union, Hallie Kearns, and Dirt Road Addiction. And then Rose on the final night, Reggae Fest, another popular genre.
That's gonna be a lot of fun.
Yeah absolutely. Aaron Cam and the One Drops from St. Louis, the Driftaways, Tree 14, and then Crate to Crate Sound System. So
right,
that'll be the finale for MoFest. Another thing I do want to say real quick, we get a lot of help from our brewery sponsors. And we go with all Missouri beers at the Blue Note. There's 30 Missouri beers on tap.
Mm-hmm.
At Rose, there's 15 Missouri beers on tap, some canned selections as well, and they are a huge help. They help us out a lot with marketing, and they're a big reason that we're able to make such a push and get as many people out as we can. So big thanks to Four Hands Brewery in St. Louis, Boulevard Brewing in Kansas City, and everyone's local favorite, Logboat Brewing here in Columbia.
Absolutely. Yeah, they all do a great job. Yeah. And Logboat in particular, I've been so impressed by how they just sort of came on the scene and just never let off the gas. They've done a great job since day one.
Pedal to the metal, and they make great beer. They do great events. We love working with them. They're awesome.
Yeah, they
can't
were down
enough good things about them.
I'm pretty sure they sponsored or one of the sponsors for Fortune Fest. I'm sure they've done other, but yeah, I remember seeing them there.
We're actually partners with them on Fortune Fest.
Really?
So they're involved with us from anywhere from booking the bands to the marketing efforts to picking out vendors. It's really cool because, you know, some of those guys, you know, Judson used to work at the Blue Note and Rose, and good buddy of mine. And so it's cool that we can all collaborate on stuff like that and put our collective brains together and make some really fun and interesting and unique things happen.
Yeah. All right. Well, cool, man. You got some great stuff going, Mike.
Yeah.
It's great that you're doing it, and
I'm
real pleased to be in the middle of the scene here. I love it.
Absolutely.
All right, man. Well, cool. That's what's going on this weekend and next weekend, folks. If you get a chance, get on out there to the Blue Note or Rose. There's also other things to do, of course. I'll give you a little wrap-up of what's happening at Berlin and out at Roachport maybe in a few minutes here after we say goodbye to Mr. Nolan. But, great stuff around town, and certainly you guys are a big part of it, Mike. Yeah.
Thanks, Mike. Yeah. Really appreciate you having me on the show.
You bet. You take care of yourself, right?
Yeah.
All right, that is the wonderful Mr. Mike Nolan doing great work over there at the Blue Note and at Rose Music Hall. You know, hey, Pat Kay, how long – he's been a fixture over there for a long time,
oh,
too.
Oh, yeah. Right? He was there, so this will be my eighth year, and I believe he was there for 3 or 4 years before I got there.
Yeah.
So he's been there over a decade.
And is he still doing a lot of the booking, or what's his role these days?
He's our sole talent buyer now.
Uh-huh.
So he does all of our local, regional, and national stuff for both clubs. So he's a busy man.
Yeah. Well, he's doing a hell of a job, too.
Oh, yeah.
So.
He's knocking it out of the park.
All right. Good job, you guys.
Thanks.
All right. See you, Mike. All right. Once again, Mike Nolan from the Blue Note, and great stuff happening down there every weekend, but in particular this weekend and next, you got some really cool stuff happening for MoFest that's been going on. Well, it was last weekend, and now we've got this weekend and one more coming up next weekend. Okay. All right. It's Mike, and you're listening to Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia, 89.5 FM. It's about 9:52 in the morning, and we got about 8 minutes left of this program before we get on over to Diana Moxon and Speaking of the Arts. It looks like tonight we've got Hallam George and the Hallelujah Chorus with someone named Andres Gasca. That's happening at Cafe Berlin. Hallam George and the Hallelujah Chorus, they were on Kevin's show, I believe, on Wednesday. They also have another band that's called Crooked Fix. They're among many of these up-and-coming young musicians around town that are real active and doing some real cool stuff. So Hallam George and the Hallelujah Chorus tonight at Cafe Berlin. And doesn't look like anything tomorrow at Berlin. And the last thing I'll mention here is you've got Abigail Rose and Dennis Lane. Dennis, great steel player out there at the Roachport General Store, and that'll happen about 8 o'clock tonight. So Abigail Rose, Dennis Lane. Other than that, most of the action seems to be here in town at the Blue Note and at Rose Music Hall, as we've been talking about throughout most of this program. So check it out if you got the gumption, and you can hopefully the weather will hold out for us tonight and won't get too nasty. But at any rate, if you're in town, you can always trudge on down there, okay? All right, what else do we have to say here? If you want to check out the Blue Note's website, they actually do a great job on the website as well. It's on the web at thebluenote.com, and you can link right over to Rose as well from the Blue Note's website. So if you want to find out what's going on there any other time, just hop on the web and go over to thebluenote.com. And I'm sure if you want to get a hold of Mr. Nolan, you can find a way to do that there as well. Let's see. For me, contact information, if you want to get a hold of me, my email address is mikehagan@mikehagan.com. And it's H-A-G-A-N. So mikehagan@mikehagan.com. I will... I've started to put together a website for Open Mic Radio, and I've got all the archives so people can kind of go there, and if they missed a program, they want to hear what we talked about or something like that, you can go back there and get it. I haven't really got it up where I can share it with you, but anyway, that's coming soon. And if you have anybody that you would like to share with me, if you're a musician and you want to come and chat and maybe play some songs here in the studio, you're welcome to get a hold of me. Send me a note via email or stop on down here someday and just throw something in my mailbox. If you are an artist of any sort, we're always open to hearing from y'all and getting information about you and the work that you do. And if you have anything else that you want to share, maybe you got some good advice for me, I don't know, just send me a note and I'll be glad to check it out and get back to you. Okay. All right. Once again, you've been listening to Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia. We've got about, let's see, I've got, what am I going to play here? I've got a song that I recorded. We were talking off the air, Mike and I were talking about the Hoot and Hollers, among other things here, and there are some local musicians and friends of ours that have been really doing it now for about 10 years and really starting to see some success and real proud of them. They recorded a live album at the Blue Note in May of last year, and that was released in early December, well, actually on the 21st of December. It's called Live in Missouri, and it's a great record, and if you get a chance to listen to that, do that, and if you get a chance to see the Hoot and Hollers live, do it. They're fantastic and a lot of fun. And this is a song from John Randall, the guy who plays guitar and sings primarily for the Hoot and Hollers. And I caught him at a little live show that he did down at the Black and Gold Tavern in September and was lucky enough to get a real nice recording of this song that is called Charla. And I'm going to leave you with that today. Come on back next week. We'll have Tom O'Connor from the Mobile Funk Unit. And I'm not sure who else. I think Travis might be with him. But anyway, MFU will be playing next week at the Funk Fest. And you can catch them Friday morning with me on Open Mic Radio. And we've got a lot of other great guests coming up over the next few weeks. But for now, we'll leave it at that. And once again, John Randall. This song is called Charla. And it's Mike. You're listening to Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia. Stick around for Diana Moxon and Speaking of the Arts.
Oh, when we first got to Lupus, everyone was singing songs. The hippie queen of Lupus, she was dancing and singing along. I sat right down, I had me a beer. It didn't take this town. And then I started singing this song. I'm singing, Charla, don't bother. Door too early tonight. I'm having such a good time. Oh, I wanna sing until the morning light. I'm singing, Charla, don't bark the door too early tonight. Cause I'm gonna stay with you in Lupus tonight. Well, I looked around cause I heard laughter. I recognized it was Charlie and Dino and the rest of the crew just lounging in the warm sunlight. And that's when Dino busted out the biggest joint I think I've ever seen. If I don't make it home from Lupus tonight, gonna be crashing with the hippie queen. Charla, don't bark the door too early tonight. Cause I stumble in and pass out on the floor. Then I sleep until the morning light. Oh yeah, Charla, don't bark the door too early tonight. I'm gonna stay with you in Lupus. Pounding loud. I wake up on the floor with the rusty dog in the middle of the breakfast crowd. And then I swore that I would never drink again, but it didn't take very long till I was partying down in Lupus Town. And everyone was singing this song. All this singing, Charla, don't bar the door too early tonight. Cause we all need a place that we can lay our head on and everything will be alright. I'm singing, Charla, don't bar the door too early tonight. I'm gonna stay with you in Lupus tonight. Yes, we all gonna stay with you in Lupus tonight.